You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Broadway's Lauren Elder is here, along with Broadway's Caroline Basu, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Today's episode is our 75th show. It's been so much fun working on these episodes. Back in March, I was getting ready to plan for another live cabaret of the Early Night Show in NYC in between rehearsals for an off-Broadway show I was in, and then COVID came. I just really thought about the healing power of music and entertainment. So many people around me were getting sick every day, and I just want to work towards hope. Now, 75 episodes later, we have vaccines on the horizon, and I've had so many amazing guests on the show. And even more exciting is how we continue to grow our audiences week after week. So thank you all so much for tuning in and watching or listening in. What's also exciting is that we're now getting a taste of winter. We've had our first snowfall today. It didn't stick, but I absolutely love the snow. I feel like being outside in the snow makes us forget about everything else in the world. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when she gets swept into the tornado. Speaking of, I really liked that movie. There was a part in the great movie Ride in Disney that I loved where they all sang Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Here's If I Only Had a Brain from The Wizard of Oz.
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. In my head I'd be a-scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching. If I only had a brain, I'd unravel any riddle for any individual in trouble. If I only had a brain. Oh, why could tell you why the oceans near the shore. I could think of things I never thunk before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not just be a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. And perhaps I deserve you, and be even worthier of you if I only had a brain. If I only had a brain. brain.
I love that song so much. I also love working with my first performer. We were on the winning team for the Orpheum Circus Director versus Director Livestream competition a few weeks ago, and I'm so thrilled to welcome the amazing and talented Lauren Elder to the Early Night Show. Hi, Lauren!
Hi, Joshua!
I am so happy to have you on the Early Night Show!
I am so happy to be on the Early Night Show. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I had so much fun working with you in Director versus Director. I remember first meeting you at a Cabaret for a Cause event in 2016. I think that was my very first time singing with them, and I love and miss Cabaret for a Cause so much. I think you played ukulele and were amazing, right?
Thank you. I did play ukulele and I was amazing. Thank you.
You are so amazing on ukulele. Do you have like a favorite song to play on it?
Oh, that's such a good question, Josh. You know, this is going to sound crazy, and I don't mean it to sound like I'm like in love with my own music, but my favorite songs to play are songs that I wrote on it, because I really learned the ukulele by writing my own songs, and those are some of my favorite songs to play. But if I had to pick someone else's song that is my favorite to play, it would be Paula Abdul's Straight Up.
Oh, that's a really, really good song. Aside from Cabaret for a Cause and Director versus Director, how are you staying connected to the arts during this extended intermission?
Oh, man. I have been really lucky to be a part of some virtual readings of new plays and musicals. And I've also partnered with the Times Square Association and have been a part of their series, The Broadway Buskers, which I was a part of in person as well. And I was able to perform on that and also host a few of their episodes, as well as take part in their songwriting competition this summer, where I was a finalist. So that's been really exciting. And I'm always writing, always creating, doing my own little projects.
Well, that's so cool. And I heard that you actually offer classes and coaching for people who want to learn to try to be as incredible as you are, right?
I do. I love working with artists that want to hone their craft, want to get better at what they do, or just want to have fun, really.
How can our audience connect with you for coaching?
Thanks for asking, Joshua. They could find me on Instagram at Lauren_Elder, or they could go to my website, laurenelder.music.com, or they could just email me at elder.lauren@gmail.com. Yes, I just give you all my personal email. That's how badly I want to connect with you. Email me.
Everyone watching, email Lauren. Now, I know that you were on Broadway in Sideshow and Hair, and you were also in the West End in Hair, which is, like, amazing. I haven't been able to see either of them yet, but I absolutely love the music. How was the experience on Broadway different from the experience in the West End?
Broadway has air conditioning and the West End does not. That would be my first thing to say. I don't want to say that they do not, but 10 years ago when I was there, when I was performing in Hair in the West End, there was almost no air conditioning in the theaters and it was hot. Other than that, oh my gosh, they had to put so many portable fans on our stage because we were moving constantly. When we did the revival of Hair, it was basically 2.5 hours of cardio for the ensemble. The ensemble was on stage at all times, except for like one song, I think. And we were running, we were jumping, we were climbing the set, we were running out into the audience and, you know, dancing with them. And it was hot. Not to mention my costume, as gorgeous as it was, designed by the amazing Michael McDonald, It was hot. It was like layers of these long, beautiful skirts that looked amazing when I twirled, and this gorgeous, long-sleeved, like flowy velvet top. But those are hot when you're running around and sweating. So it was really hot, but everybody else was hot too. So I got lucky, and they installed fans on the stage for us, but no AC for the actors. It was intense. And the audience, that's the other difference. The audiences are a little bit different. And the audiences in the UK buy ice cream at intermission and bring their ice cream back to their seat and eat ice cream while you're doing your show. It's crazy.
I love that. It's like,
I did too.
Ice cream.
We were always jealous, and the cool thing about hair is that we kind of have the right to just go into the audience and be like, thanks, I'm going to take your ice cream now. Thank you so much for being so nice to me. And we would literally walk away with their ice cream or their candy. There were many times that Will Swenson, who played Burger, would go into the audience and take someone's candy, like maybe it was gummy bears or something, and he would bring it back up on stage and hand them out to each and every cast member. And that audience member would sit there watching the cast eat their $20 gummy bears, you know?
I hope they got a refund.
Oh, I doubt they did, but you know what? I think that they got a good story out of it. They had an experience.
So a West End actor ate all of my food.
Yeah, right? They were a part of the show.
Yeah, it sounds like with the show, like the audience was like, it was immersed.
Very much so. Very much. And then we invited the whole audience to come and dance on the stage after the show. After the curtain call, the band would start up playing the music again, and we would bring the whole audience up on stage. So that was really cool.
I assume during that part where you were bringing all of the people on stage, everyone was just like taking all of their snacks and putting them into a giant pile backstage.
Yeah, basically. All their snacks, all their money, all their jewels. We just robbed people blind in that show. Kidding. Kidding! Am I? Yes.
So do you have like a favorite Broadway memory from either of those shows that you could share with us?
Oh my gosh. I think my favorite, if I'm just going to go like general Broadway memory of being a performer on Broadway, I think my favorite memory was one night I was running through the audience in Hair. And I spotted one of my favorite comedic actor writers. His name is David Wayne. He was on a show called The State. And then he was part of a show called Stella. He's done a bunch of different things. He's hilarious. Go find him on Instagram. Follow him. He's amazing. But I saw him in the audience and I went, oh my God. Like, I had loved this guy since high school. And I went backstage and I found my stage manager and I said, look, you've got to take this person a note. I need you to take him a note. I wrote a note saying, please come backstage. I love you. You know, like just fangirl. Full fangirl. And I said, this is where he's sitting. I knew exactly where he was sitting. I described him physically. They got the note to him and he came backstage. It was so cool. And I got to take a picture with him and he was really, really nice and really funny, of course. So that was pretty cool to like use my quote unquote star power to get someone from the audience to come backstage and meet me, a celebrity in the audience. I mean, and other than that, it's really just like anytime my parents would get to see me was just really overwhelming and special.
Mm-hmm. Who's your like favorite, other than that guy, who was your favorite celebrity who came to see one of your shows?
Oh, there's so many good ones, Joshua. There was the time that Tom Hanks came to see Hair, and he came back at intermission and spoke to us on the intercom and was like, hey, everybody, it's Hanks. And we're like, what? I'm loving the show. So that was really cool. And then when we were in the West End, Judi Dench came to see the show. And we didn't get to meet her, but she sent us 6 cases of wine.
Well, I am just so excited to accompany you today. What song would you like to sing with me, and why did you select that song?
I want to sing my favorite musical theater song. Actually, I don't know if you can call this musical theater. I guess it's movie musical song from the Judy Garland version of A Star is Born, the only version of A Star is Born that anyone should watch. The Man That Got Away. It's just one of my favorite songs. I love Judy Garland. I love that old Hollywood movie musical genre. I love the sentiment of the song. It's sad, it's moody, sometimes a little hopeful. It's my favorite.
Well, I am so, so excited to hear you sing it. Here we go.
Lauren, I can't wait until we can hopefully work together in person one day soon. Until then, hopefully we can be on the same team for director versus director again in the near future. My next guest is an incredible performer who was amazing in the Broadway cast of School of Rock. I'm so happy to welcome my super talented friend, Caroline Basu, back to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Caroline!
Hi, Joshua. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, you know, as well as we can do during all this stuff.
I'm just so happy to have you back on the Early Night Show.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. How have you been doing since returning to school?
It's actually been really fun. I love just being around people.
So are you in, like, in person or online?
Yes, we're in person, and it's just been really great to see my friends because I'm a very social person, so it's a lot easier than online.
How has your school changed to adhere to the necessary COVID guidelines to keep everyone safe and healthy?
So we're all wearing masks. We're all having to stay socially distant. In our desks, we have plexiglass, and we have these little things called cohorts. There's only 12 people in mine, and we stay with that group the entire day for the entire year, and we just stay in that room so we don't have any other exposure to more people.
How have you remained connected to the arts since school returned?
I've been doing a lot of takeovers and questionnaires through Instagram. I've been taking an acting class every Monday, and I like to take Broadway Dance Center classes whenever I can.
Well, we miss you here in New York City. Do you have, like, any favorite memory of your time on Broadway, New York City?
Definitely going on for Katie, because, I mean, ever since I saw the show, she was who I wanted to be, so getting to play my dream role was really amazing.
Do you have any new dream parts that you would love to play when Broadway reopens?
Yes. When I saw the musical Six in Chicago, I fell in love with it. So now I want to be a swing for all of the queens. And, you know, I just have to get a little bit older. But if it's still there when I'm ready, I will definitely audition for it.
You would be amazing in Six.
Thank you.
What about singing a song with me today?
All right. So I'm going to sing Princess from A Man of No Importance.
Ooh, well, I am so, so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
How can a girl who's from someplace north of nowhere be a princess? I suppose I'll never have another chance to play a prince.
That was wonderful, Caroline. MIC and I miss you so much, and I hope to be able to see you soon. If you want to perform and sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok, at Josh Turchin, and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find the Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Lauren Elder and Caroline Basu. Make sure to check out Lauren's Instagram to find out more about taking lessons with her. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.